I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta's employment rate was at an all-time high in May. That's according to a new report by the Georgia Department of Labor. Atlanta saw the number of employed locals increase to nearly 3 million. Even with more than 3,000 people moving into Metro Atlanta in May, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.4%. And a former NSA contractor at Augustus Fort Gordon, accused of leaking classified documents to a news outlet, is changing her plea to guilty, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Court records show 26-year-old reality winner will go before a judge in Augusta next Tuesday and enter a guilty plea. That's after spending more than a year behind bars. She faces up to 10 years in prison for allegedly sending NSA documents to online news outlet The Intercept in 2017. Winner is not the first leak case to enter a guilty plea under the Trump administration. In April, a former FBI agent in Minnesota admitted to leaking classified information that also appeared in stories by The Intercept. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
At the Timothy Coggins murder trial in Spalding, GBI experts testified yesterday that half the evidence collected from the scene of the crime in 1983 has vanished. However, witnesses have come forward to say that the defendant, Frank Gebhardt, admitted to the killing just hours after the body was found. Gebhardt, along with his brother-in-law, William Moore Sr., allegedly stabbed Coggins, who was African-American, multiple times, then dragged him behind a truck because they objected to his socializing with a white woman. The prosecution could rest their case today. William Moore is expected to stand trial later this year. And Cobb County is the latest in Georgia to file a lawsuit against companies that make and distribute opioids. The suit asserts that numerous pharmaceutical manufacturers, as well as companies with retail pharmacies like Walgreens and Kroger, are responsible for the economic damages the opioid crisis has caused in the county. According to the Marietta Daily Journal, one of the results the county hopes for is funds to mount an anti-opioid misuse education campaign. The Atlanta Hawks acquired Oklahoma freshman Trae Young in last night's NBA draft. Atlanta initially drafted international star Luka Doncic, but decided to trade him to the Dallas Mavericks for Young and a future first-round pick. In an interview with ESPN, Young says he knew Atlanta was interested in him.
I had a really good workout when I went out to Atlanta. I had a great time visiting with the organization in the front office, and can't wait to get out there and meet the fans and get ready to spend some time with my new teammates.
Last season, Young was the highest scoring player in college basketball. And the Atlanta Braves begin a weekend series against the Baltimore Orioles tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch is at 7:35. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.